A lot of this has already been said, so I'm going to skim over it rather quickly. We're winding down the hub and all but two of the nodes. There are three books that are coming online because they are e-books. One of them is by Joy Emanuel and Matthew Thompson, and Matthew is here from SEDNET. Joy Emanuel is a researcher, Victoria, and what they have done is to go through the publications that are available from CSERP, Canadian Social Economy Research Partnerships. And then there's another book which is already being downloaded for us, an e-book by Peter Hall, edited by Peter Hall, and I had some part in it, a Community University Research Partnerships, What Can We Learn? And that was varying, it was varying in participants' participation in that because people in different parts of the country had already addressed this issue perhaps and didn't feel necessary. Rupert Downing, I don't know whether Rupert is here or not, Rupert has edited a book on Canadian public policy. So those are all there. I just urge you, please start reading them in the morning, because if you read them in the afternoon, you'll lose your sleep. So just stay with that. It's been pointed out that there are six nodes: the North, Atlantic Canada, Quebec, Southern Ontario, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Northern Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta. When you think about it, these are all very different. You heard three, think about it for a minute. They were very different, all three of them. Where they started from, how they went to where they went to, and how, what they're doing now. It's quite dramatic. And that's to be expected. That's wonderful. If the social economy does not grow up from local situations, if it is not reflecting that, then I'm not sure it will ever really work. When you look across the CSERPs, all of the people involved in this project, there were over 350 researchers. We estimate about 60% from the universities. But, you know, people went back and forth. They're not really consistent in their lives. And, in fact, this process probably encouraged migration both ways. There are over 100 projects, 108, I think, that were constructed, undertaken. These are substantial projects. There are probably many others we haven't seen that are done by individuals, maybe. Over 400 products. Students, a vast number. And probably, in many ways, the most important thing, important dimension, I should say, of the whole project. A lot of continuing partnerships. You can see some here today. And changes within SHRC as it adapts to what they have found. From a Canadian perspective, rather difficult. Six nodes, all triggered by their own rationale and situations, and how to bring that together nationally is very difficult. Although there was significant work done, the public policy would be one example of it, but there were others where within the regional nodes, national issues were addressed because it is important. But in retrospect, you know, there wasn't a lot of national emphasis, and maybe the fault is with me. But after all, this is Canada, right? So we don't need to talk about that. I mean, the complexities of achieving this sort of synthesis, it started with John A. and it continues. There was a wonderful idea, and I just want to pay tribute to this at SHRC, and I'm sure Mark had a major role in this. There was a discretionary fund that was to be available at the end and was cobbled back because of the contract. This was explained to me by John Anderson at over dinner today. The contract hadn't been signed, so it was gobbled back. That would have been spectacular. Because the projects that came along and that just needed a bit of nourishment were superb. And they've carried on a bit in some of the work, but it should have been so superb to have had that. And differences in competition among nodes. We live in a competitive world, for better or worse. Academic world is one of the most competitive you could find. The social economy world is not without competition, although it's often subtle. So there was some of that, but managed relatively well. On certain roles for the hub, I think, at the beginning. I wouldn't say we were an afterthought, but it's six projects, six research activities are underway, and then how do you try to pull them together? It's not simple. The range of organizational forms is really, really important to try to grasp. From Newfoundland to Calgary to here, it's quite interesting. I mentioned the competition of between individuals and organizations. The national organizations involved also have their agendas. They have their own needs. And there are issues around crediting. We don't need to spend much time. And dare I say, there's the occasional issue around egos. I move on. When Joy and Matthew looked at the projects, these are the headings that they came up with: mapping, public policy, financing, social economy, indigenous peoples, social economy and co-op studies, and governance and capacity. And it's interesting. I urge you to look at the book. You may not agree with it. You may not agree with the categorization. Two other people might come up with something different. But I think it's quite good. Some specific issues that occur, some of them are very mundane. They're about money. But payment of non-academics was an issue. Maybe we resolved it. Complexities of accounting systems, most particularly at universities. Language. I don't mean French English. I mean the language of discourse. And it's an issue. And we think about that more. The inevitable challenges of interdisciplinarity. Genuinely, the two projects you heard tonight, all three, I should say, I'm sorry. All three were remarkable, I think, in their capacity to do this. I think they would also agree there's room to go. It's not finished. It's a constant learning situation. There are different paces of research, especially between the university and outside, immediate long-term perspectives, the complexities of engagement. Now, you're not going to spend much time on this because I can see our chair is looking at his watch. Peter Hall, in one of his one contribution to the one book, summarized this. And you'll hear some carryover from what Mike Lewis was saying because he was most involved with Balta. But areas around governance, how do you govern these kinds of projects? Issues around networking, the definition of the sector, which I may come back to if I have time, the content of research, process, capacity building, and evaluation. All of these are areas that have to be rethought. It's not research as it has always been done, or generally has always been done. In the book that Peter and I edited, there's an afterword by Edward Jackson. We invited him to sum it all up. And in his calm, dispassionate way, he designed, argued for what needs to be done over the next little while, and you'll find it interesting and, I hope, controversial and thought-provoking. I did. So, just a final word. If I can find it. Overall, I think we made considerable progress during the life of CSERP. We carried out some important research and stimulated significant community action. We thought through some of the problems associated with community-university alliances. We explored usefully some of the policy implications. I believe there will be ongoing relationships, future research, and active community connections. We have trained a significant coterie of young people. And always when asked to wager, I vote for the young. They carry few of the scars of those of us who've been long time involved. Their ego needs are less destructive than people of my age. We have created understandings of how the social economy functions in different contexts. We have refrained from any simplistic explanation of them, despite the red herring often raised by those who demand such an explanation. We are no more capable of such arbitrary and misleading simplistic responses, although we'll keep putting forward good ones, no more able to do that than others would be if asked to provide a simple, one-size-fits-all definition of capitalist enterprise. It's bizarre that one segment of the economy has to stand up to one simple definition and the other goes on willy-nilly doing all kinds of different things in different forms. If I have a major regret, it is that we did not accomplish more, particularly on a Canadian level, though I realize that some would say, for various reasons, that's fine. It might be argued that the context provided by the national political situations in which we live was not really sympathetic. The peculiarities of the Anglophone areas of North America, the lands of diminishing individualisms, as I like to call them, makes, as we used to say on the farm, for hard hoeing. But I do regret that we did not achieve a greater degree of Canadian cohesion, that we did not internalize better ourselves what we preach to others, the values of synergies, reciprocity, even mutuality. I submit that it's only when we master better the capacity to work more meaningfully together that we will achieve what we want and should be primarily concerned about. There are many enemies, or at least opponents, to what we want to do, but standing back, what we represent, what we want to do, should be too powerful to ignore and readily undermine, as now occurs. Sadly, maybe harshly, perhaps because I do come from Anglophone North America, and maybe particularly because I come from British Columbia, I have concluded the main enemy has been found. He is in the mirror. We have much to do. We have much to do whether we are in the academy, in the sector, or caught in the difficult terrain somewhere between the two. First, I'm forgetting my tool. We need a clear and sustained commitment to the social economy, with sincere recognition of the value of its distinct organizational types. There is room for all. They should all be respected for what they do. Effective collaboration on the development of an increasing, sustained, and cumulative research resource base. We've heard some references. We have a long way to go. I think we need to have a really powerful resource base, because ultimately we're about thought, whether we're in the sector or in the university, it's about knowledge. And if we don't have a good base, we're weak. More thought and effort concerned with developing a funding base that is as self-sustaining as possible. There's some really interesting things happening here, and I'm sure with the creativity we possess, and if we escape the bonds of clientage, we can do much better. Expanded teaching about the social economy and its organizational types within educational institutions and the sector itself. It's deplorable how little there is, whether one looks at it from the various institutional types or about the social economy generally. And finally, the fostering of generally collaborative leadership styles. I just say one last thing, and this is not a shot at anybody. One of the things I've wondered about over the last several years is, what are the types of people who become involved and accept leadership positions here? It's an interesting thing to think about. The challenges they have to face on the one hand, the solutions they needs must find, but then where that leaves them. That's an interesting question. But thank you.
Thank you, Ian.